Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. It was a 74-cent tip left by a New York legislative member of the legislation, and it went viral because the bill was over $100. It was like $129, something like that. And he left a 74-cent tip. And it went viral, and he's not happy that got out. But what are you going to do? So we're asking about tipping. Here's an area of tipping that when I buy a new car, if the experience was nice, the deal was fair, and everything was according to what we agreed upon, I usually send the person something that I dealt with, the salesperson. Sometimes a sales manager, too. It depends on how the deal went down. It would be something, you know, nice, like a fruit basket, something that can be used either by him or by his family. Sometimes I would send flowers, depending on who it was, and to show them that I appreciate a good deal. Now, they certainly earn a percentage of of their salary goes to selling those cars, a big percentage. So I'm thinking, okay, they've earned that, but this is above and beyond. And I think when you go above and beyond, that's when it counts. So do that. Also, if my car is in the shop for any kind of serious work outside of maybe an oil change, something very simple, but even in an oil change, sometimes I tip. I ask who the technician was that worked on the car. They point them out, and I give them a direct tip just to show you appreciate their work. I think in any job, no matter what it is, when somebody shows an appreciation for your work, it makes you feel good. That itself is a tip. Now, Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph, $50 on the bar, Beamer.
By the way, tips for Intercom employees. You could send them to...
If you enjoy the show, be sure to send us a tip. A tip like, get out of radio. That's a good tip for us.
Someone gave me that tip years ago, Sandy.
Did they? I'm glad you didn't listen.
So am I. All right. We will start this morning with Paula, who says, I usually tip 20%. However, if the waitress or waiter wasn't nice, had an attitude, they got a penny. I would leave a penny on the table. Now, if the waiter or waitress was very nice, I leave over 20%. For me, it's all based on service, but the base is 20%.
When I was having lunch with Judge Wolfgang, I had to be a place a little earlier than she did. So when I left, you're going to love this, I left a penny at the table. Woo! Does the humor ever stop? I'm just telling you. That's Hall of Fame credential stuff. Left a penny at the table. Get it? All right, thank you very much. Another,
I think,
please.
You're going to get removed from the hall.
I'm going to be removed from the hall. They're coming in. Take it away. Do you have another, please?
I do. Harry says, I always tip 20% or more. Even if the service isn't the best, people have to make a living. What right do I have as a restaurant patron to dictate someone's paycheck?
Well, 20% is easy. I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, when you're figuring the tip, you do 10%, which is a snap, and you double it. Or you can go with the, Tony said, with the amount of tax that's on
double
there.
Double the tax.
But I always do 20%. I do 10 and then just double it. It's easier. You know what's terrible is when there's a large group and they want it on one check and they forgot to say, you know, separate checks. And they're trying to figure out who had the soup. And it takes, that's a nightmare for a server.
Nah, just throw in. Everybody throws in the same amount.
Divided by six or seven or whatever the number is and get on with it. But when you get to the, now you had the extra whipped cream on your dessert. It's an extra 17 cents. No, I don't want to hear that. So another, please.
Yes, let's go. This time with Mike, who says, I tip the pizza guy $5 or $10, depending on the size of the order. I tip waiters or waitresses 20%. And no, I don't leave anything at the tip jar at certain walk-up counters.
Wow, though, $10 for a big pizza.
Depending on the you know.
I've ordered large amounts from on a pizza delivery simply because people are coming to the house. You're going to need more. Yeah, a bigger tip there.
If the pizza guy has to go back to his car, I think is the $5 changes, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah, because I think they're very happy with $5.
Oh yeah,
and I even tip $5 if there's a delivery charge. So okay, the pizza is $38. There's a such and such charge. I tip on top of that.
And remember, most places the driver doesn't get that delivery charge or gets a very small percentage of it.
Well, that's what I assume. So I want to make sure you get something directly. And you know what else? Here's my do and don'ts, okay? I never fill out one of those forms. How was your experience today at our restaurant? Because they give it to you at the end of the time you're there. You don't want to spend the time figuring out sitting at the table. So you say, I'll take it home. And you take it home and never fill it out, okay? I don't do that. But what I do, and I guarantee you not many people do this, if I'm really impressed with somebody that waited on me, I will seek out the manager for a good meeting and say how extraordinary the event was because I had a great server. That goes a long way. It really does. But I won't fill out these generic, your experience was, you know, rate your experience. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Who do you tip? How much do you tip? Who don't you tip? I got a couple of really good ones here on the text line. Had a contractor come to remodel our bathroom. Bought them lunch every day and stocked the fridge full of water for them. Well, that's good. I always do that, too. Especially if it's something outdoor, make sure they have enough water. They usually bring water with them. Make sure they do and tell them anything they need. Give us a yell and we'll take care of it for you. Make sure that they're comfortable and I'm sure they appreciate the consideration. Here's another. I go to the res a lot for gas and propane. I tip them every time. Minimum $2 tip several times a year. My mailman also. So they tip the mailman. They're doing us a service. Well, that's true. I don't tip the mailman. I should because I have a good mail person. And I have a good newspaper delivery person. I should really tip both of them. And I think a lot of people forget that. Let's go to Mike in Hamburg. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike.
When I go to the Bills games, which is like forever, I tip the beer vendors.
Well, very, very generous of you.
They started at 7. They're now just barely under 20, being facetious. But I do. They sit all day and... beer, you know what the beer concession is at the stadium. It's constant.
Yeah, it never stops. So, well, you appreciate it. Good for you that you're generous like that. Do your fellow Bills fans do it too?
No.
You're the man. They want to get the beer to you first then, I'm sure.
It's from another Bills fan. I go, what, are you crazy? And he says, no, I'm not crazy. And there it began.
You're just generous. That's all there is to it.
Thank you.
Well, that's good. Thank you very much. I think that goes a long way. There are people, no matter what their job is, no matter how much money they make, there are people that really appreciate a pat on the back. Somebody saying, nice job, or I appreciate what you just did. Even though you're paying for it, certainly they're not doing it for nothing. You're paying for it. But I'm sure they're used to, usually when they get feedback from a customer, it's usually they're bitching about something. It's not always positive, and they may have a tough job, maybe a tough day on a tough job, and suddenly one of you or myself says, nice job, appreciate it. That means something. You take it home. It's like, I've been back here at Entercom for 22 years, and I think one of these days Tim Wenger's going to say, hey, nice job. You think so, Tony?
No.
No, I don't.
It doesn't
either.
Happen.
I just threw that in for fun.
Comedic relief.
No, in radio, You don't get a lot of that. Yeah, and so we appreciate it when you enjoy what we're doing. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, what do you have?
Well, Marie says, I am no longer sure what to tip. If a person is earning at least minimum wage, why not tip at least 20%? But sometimes it feels like kids nowadays don't want to do the work but expect the money.
Well, I often have in the back of my head, this is a kid, there'll be a lower standard, and they surprise me by being cheerful and being good at what they're doing. And maybe they're faking it, but if they're faking it, they certainly impress me with that because they seem happy to be earning a living. I've had others, as my mother would say, that somebody shows up with a puss on. That was the expression she always used. I don't appreciate that. I don't have time for it. I'm not your psychiatrist. I'm just somebody here wanting a cheeseburger. So your tip is going to be minimal. You could have earned more had you just have a simple smile to make it look like, even if you're faking it, that you're enjoying the job.
I was going to add, never mind. I was going to ask a question, and then I realized how dumb it would sound.
So. You know what else I do? And this adds up over the course of a long day for a waiter or waitress. I round off. And I round off to the next highest number, not the lowest number. And so when you round off, sometimes it makes a difference of $2 or $3 on top of the regular tip. So if everybody rounded off, at the end of the day, the person would earn a lot more money. Do you round off?
Oh, absolutely, and go higher, yes.
Yeah, and invariably, I'll forget to have any ones with me. And where I needed like two ones and I don't have them, I'll throw the five in there. I mean, just...
I got some quarters if you need it.
I want to change it. Give me some dollars, I'll give you some quarters.
I got $2 in quarters right here.
You got $2? Yeah. All right, I'll give you $1.50 for that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the kind of guy I am.
You're like the machine at the supermarket.
Exactly. Now, Mr. Joseph B. Beamer, who wouldn't tell us what he was thinking last time.
No, I had a question, but then I realized how ridiculous it would be to ask the question.
Well, then it's good that you didn't ask it.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll go with Anne Marie this time, who says 25% at a restaurant, depending on the service. It has been lower. I have very rarely left nothing, but if the service is that bad, why should I leave a tip? I always do tip my hairstylist and nail guy as well, usually $5 to $15.
If I'm not happy with service, I let people know it. This did not happen in Buffalo. I want to stress this. One time I was buying a car, and it was in a market where I had just come to, so I didn't know anybody yet. Didn't know any of the managers or the salespeople or the owners or anything. And this guy was terrible. He was trying to qualify me before he even knew what I wanted. I'd ask him certain questions, and he wouldn't answer that question. He'd say something else. And finally, I said, can you get me the manager, please? He said, why? I said, well, I'd like to talk to the manager. The manager came over. I said, I want another salesman. And if the next one is as bad as this one, I'm leaving. I said, get me somebody who'll treat me like a reasonable adult. I can afford anything you got here. So don't be playing games with me. And they went and got me another guy. I ended up buying a car from him. And all the thank yous in the world, mea culpa. But they should have trained that guy better than that. Now, especially, when you walk on a showroom floor, there's no assumptions made because the person could be buying, a fleet of cabs from you. You never know. And you can't tell who can afford something by how they're dressed or what they even arrive in. So they know that now. But at that time, apparently, that wasn't really taught. And I just I blew the guy off because I wasn't going to waste my time there. And he was just annoying me. Okay, Mr. Beamer's there. We're asking about tips. Where to tip, where not to tip. As I said, the place I used to forget all the time is for the maid or whatever she's called now, because they all have different titles, the one who makes up the room after you leave it, okay? I always forget that because you don't see her. And by the time you come back, the room looks like it did when you checked in. So that looks great. You forget that somebody did that. And so when you're checking out, Yeah, you're going to pay what's on the bill, but you don't often remember to pay that person. But now, if they do a really good job, because I like it when it's done right away, so you can go back when you want to and whatever. I tip that, but I should tip the mailman. That was a good suggestion. 1 year, I decided we have, where I live, we have two collections of trash. One is recyclable, different truck, different people. The other is trash, different truck, different people. So I decided that because they both do a good job, I will leave them each a tip. Now, I'm not there when they do their work. So I took a big, big envelope and in big print, I wrote, Merry Christmas, Trash Guys, or something like that. The other, Merry Christmas, Recyclable Guys. And as it turns out, they came early when it came time to get my trash and recyclable. So I was home. So I got a chance to see it. You know what I saw? I saw the first truck arrive and take both envelopes. I was so ticked off, I called the town and said, hey, I left tips for both of your people. The first one there, and I forget which one it was. The first one there took both. I don't appreciate it. That's theft, if nothing else. I don't know if they ever did anything or said anything, but had I not been there, I wouldn't have known it. So since then, I don't leave Christmas gifts for them. That's maybe unfair because of one person. But I like to think that you're not being taken advantage of. Joseph Beamer, please.
We'll go with Deborah this time, who says, generally, a server who does their job gets 20 to 25%. But if I see someone slacking, or nowadays, people on their phone, while I see my plates ready to be served, then they'll get 10% or nothing, depending on what mood I'm in.
Now, I think that's right. I think that's right. I think that's pretty right on. If somebody's on the phone and not serving you on the phone instead, absolutely, yes.
That's the worst. Like, if you're at a restaurant and it's one of those places you can see the dishes being put up, all right, and you focused it on what you think is yours, and then you see your server on their phone, you know, walking the floor on their phone. Yeah, I'm someone who's glued to my phone, as you know, but come on, you got to do your job.
I once was in a supermarket here in Buffalo, very well-known name, was doing the morning show. I wanted to pick up donuts for the crew, and so there's five people. So I bought five donuts. I got reprimanded by the girl at the counter because she couldn't figure out how to charge five donuts. She asked me if I could buy another donut. She really did. She asked me if six is easier to do. I won't tell you what I did with the donuts. Maybe if I meet you in person someday, I'll tell you. On News Radio 930 WBN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with the Beach and Company talking about tipping. A lot of it centers around restaurants and food. And is the food served on time? Was it cold? Did they get the order right? Whatever. This is a different one not signed. The deal breaker for me is the check. If it takes longer than a couple of minutes to get my check cashed out, it reduces the amount of the tip. I don't know. That has so many variables, though. Sometimes the person who served you the food will check out your check. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's somebody behind the counter doing it. And sometimes you leave it on the table. I like it when they explain. They bring you the little book and they say, when you're ready, I'll take this. Okay, that means that I don't have to walk up there and do it. But the bottom line is I don't like to just leave it on the table and walk away. for fear somebody might have sticky fingers and they send a SWAT team out after you because you didn't pay for the cheeseburger. So I don't like to do that, but I like it when they explain it. But that wouldn't come into effect where I would criticize how long it took to check out, unless it was a really long time. All right, let's see. Let's go to Lou next. I'll tell you what. Lou in Orchard Park. Lou, you're on WBEN.
Thanks, Andy.
Hi, Lou.
I have one question. It questions me that when I order a bottle of wine, and the wine is more than the food bill.
Right.
How much do I tip on that?
That's a good point. Do you put a percentage on the wine? I don't order wine, but I've had wine ordered on a bill I paid. I always just include it as part of the meal. It could be separate if it was a very expensive wine, but say you and your buddy decided to split it or whatever you had arranged before it actually arrived. What do you do usually?
Usually I come up with either $5 or $10 for the as a separate tip just for the wine alone.
Oh, okay. That's very generous. Very generous. So they must like to take care of you because you appreciate their work. And if it includes the wine, it includes the wine. Good thinking, Lou. Thank you very much. Wine. Do you guys ever order wine?
Never. I don't.
You don't order wine.
No, I'm not a fan of wine.
Okay. How about you, Mr.
Vigna? I am a fan of wine. And
you figure it out separately like Lou said?
I do not. Maybe I should start doing that.
Yeah, I've had wine sent to the table, but not by me, by somebody else in our party, and it's just I assumed it was just part of the meal.
Yeah.
So that's the way.
I mean, I'm paying more, so it's going to be factor in more. 20% will be higher with that expensive bottle of wine,
or that
cheap bottle of wine, depending on what kind of mood I'm in.
And the wine can be astronomically expensive if you're at the foo-foo place, wherever that might be. Another, please, Mr. Beamer.
Yes, we will go with Suzette, who says, double the tax, easy, unless the service was bad. If it's bad, no tip. If it's really good, then higher than double the tax.
Good. Reasoning. Sounds like a good all-around plan. Now, who you do, if you have people working in your house or in your yard, think about that. Now, I have people that do the lawn because it's way too big to do myself, and I have no machine to do it with. I just get a bill in the mail, so there's no chance. But I should tip those guys, too, because they're very good.
I landscaped for a number of years, and I think I can count on my hand the amount of times that anybody brought anything out. I think it was twice. One customer brought out a beer for us. It was at the end of the day. That was much appreciated. Another time, somebody brought out iced tea, which was really refreshing in the hot day. But that doesn't happen often.
See, if you have contact with the person that's doing the job, like the service that I have, they're in and out before I even know it. I have almost no contact with them individually, but they do really good work. And I get a bill, and I pay the bill, and that's that. But if I had contact with them, if they were, say, working in the flower beds or something, that might be different. But these guys do a good job, but you never see them. So it kind of is tough to tip them.
I'm curious about this. Does anybody tip the food trucks?
That's a good thought. I would not think so. Let's ask people that. Do you tip the food trucks? Because the food is certainly good. It's handy. It's hot, it's fresh, it's delicious, it's right there. Yeah, and even though typically somebody would just hand you something, it's probably the same person that made it. So I would assume you could tip it. You could tip. That was a good question. Beamer, yes, another please.
Corey says, restaurant service, hairstyle, valet, shuttle drivers, those are the people I tip. Ones I have questions about, how about those who carry your furniture in or those who do things for you around your house?
Oh, I definitely pay them. No question. I've had movers come out just to move heavy things in my house, and I always pay them. And I think it's the same thing if you're moving. That's hard. That is really hard work. And you don't want them to nick up the walls or the furniture they're moving. And if they do a good job, they should be rewarded for it. Because remember, unless they own the company. Now, that they're here. Now, this is something. Do you tip the people that own the company that you're getting the service from. Okay, hairdresser. She may own the shop, or he may own the shop. Do you pay them? You pay them, obviously, for the hairdressing, but do you tip them, even if they own the shop? I've heard two ways about tipping people that own the place. They own the restaurant, or they own... So I don't think there's a definitive answer. What would you guys say?
I would tip. Because I'm not sure, especially, okay, I should back that up. If I'm not sure who owns it, I'm going to tip regardless. So, okay. But if I do know, I don't know, because I've never experienced that.
Yeah, well, I do. A lot of places we go, we know the owner, but the owner isn't serving us, so we pay the server, obviously. But if the owner were, say it was a small mom-and-pop thing, and the owner whips up the goodie that you want and brings it to you, I think definitely, even though he or she is the owner, you should tip them.
Just got a message from John, one of our listeners, that says he has tipped food trucks before.
He has?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure wherever you tip, it's appreciated, because it's more than the money. I know you're thinking, oh, yeah, right. No, but it really is. It's a show of appreciation for your work. You don't always get it from the boss. You don't always get it from your family. But if you get it from a complete stranger who says, nice job, that means something. We'll be back with more with Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to Wayne in North Tonawanda. Wayne, you're on WBEN.
Hello, this is Wayne in Tonawanda.
Yes. Tonawanda. Well, close enough. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind?
I was a waiter for many, many years, and I understand everything you guys are saying. It's like, I always made great money, and it's everything almost exactly what you're talking about. If you don't pester the people too much, you're friendly with them, you get the order in, and getting the check back in a timely manner. That is very important, because a lot of people are like, and you're over there chit-chatting away. You know. And I have seen people on the phone, and they could wonder why they got stiff. Like, because you're at work, you don't talk on the phone, moron.
Yeah, a good waiter is a adds to the enjoyment of the meal. It really does. It's like part of your family coming in, and you can ask them for menu advice. I often do that, which he suggests or she suggests. And so it's worth a nice tip.
You also meet a lot of nice people. I met Billy Graham, of all people.
Oh, did you? Really? What did he order, fishes and loaves?
You know, he had a great sense of humor. He had what's called dry sense of humor. I mean, he would make corny jokes to you. Really, really. I mean, he had this disguise. I said, what's with the disguise? He says, I have about 300-400 atheists who ask you to come to town and just try to harass me. He said, I just want to have a dinner.
So don't
go to the CIA. Your disguises are horrible. But he would laugh and joke with you all left and right, you know. So I met a lot of people that way.
Well, and you're getting them at a good time. They're enjoying a nice meal. You're part of the positive aspect of the dinner, so it really works out. Thank you. Thank you very much, Wayne. Let's go to Mark in Lackawanna. Mark, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning. I'm going to make this real quick when it comes to tipping. And I'm being facetious about this, but yet I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
Whenever I watch a Buffalo Bills game and a player does something exceptionally well, even though it's a part of his job because they're being very well paid for it, I will send a letter to the One Bills Drive, attention, the name of that football player, and I will give them anywhere from a $5 to $10 tip for doing their job. And I must have done this maybe at least 24 times. Every check was cashed.
Really? Okay.
And I want it just to bust their, you know what.
Yeah, well, you're a very generous man. It's a show that you welcome their play. I agree with you. They do get paid highly for doing a fine job. But, okay, it's a thought. Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Well, by the way, we accept tips.
When I first went to San Francisco, I was programming KYUU for NBC. KYUU was number three in a market that's huge, okay? And so we did very well. But the first time I ever heard KGO, which was I was programming a music station. KGO is news talk, like BEN. And it was magnificent. It was so good, especially their morning team of Dunbar and Wygant. They were so good, I sat down and wrote them a letter saying how terrific they sound. What a great job they do. It's no wonder the KGO always did very well in that market. And so I sent them a letter saying, fabulous, even though we're competing against each other. You're doing a great job. And they really, and they did it for years and years and years, and never lost the placement and the ratings.
Did they ever respond to you?
No, they did not. They should have, I think, but they didn't. But I still, I'm glad I sent the letter because I'm sure it was appreciated. Mr. Beamer, do you have another?
Yes, Kathy says, when I get gas at the res.
She should go and see a doctor. She's getting gas at the rev?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the menu selection she made. Okay, what does she do?
She tips the attendant always $2. She also makes sure to tip her hairstylist and nail tech.
Oh, yeah, people do nails. Nails are huge. Nails are huge. And I don't get my nails done there. I don't get them done anywhere.
Out of the three of us don't.
Yeah. There is one of our crowd, one of the three of us, goes to a nail salon?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Anybody we know? Who would that be, Beamer?
For 29 years, I lived with ugly feet. So I like that I can go.
So first of all, don't be so hard on her, but go ahead. That's her Indian name, right? Yeah. Ugly feet.
So, you know, I go now, but, you know, I guess I'm supposed to tip. So I've been doing it wrong. Next time, I will tip.
You go to a nail salon?
Yeah.
Really?
I've only been twice, but I'm getting into the groove of going like every 4 or 5 weeks.
Tony, call security.
I get a pedicure. I don't get it painted.
Well,
I just
of course
get...
not. That would be outrageous.
But, you know, they get like all the dead skin off your feet. They clean it up.
Oh, God, it's almost lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes to 12, and you're talking about dead skin on your feet. That's not
I probably should have put together, you know, the poor person is touching my foot. The least I could do is throw a tip.
Do you have, so they, what do they do? They just sculpt like your foot?
Well, they get your nails down, okay. And then they get all the dead skin off the bottom of your toes.
Do they
and
paint? They put any color on down there?
No, they'll put a clear coat on, a protective coat.
Oh, good.
Except they didn't last time, so maybe I'm glad I didn't tip last time. But I wasn't aware you're supposed to tip, so that is that's where Joe Beamer was getting it wrong.
Think I can get Mondays off too?
I'm gonna get my feet rust-proof.
This is scary, man. I'm telling you. All right, do you have? Quick, another. Do you have another?
It's, you know, it's big for guys to get pedicures.
Is it really?
That's a new thing.
Okay. I'll take your word for that.
Bruce says.
Not the guys we hang out with, I'm sure.
Bruce says, I don't understand tipping your rideshare driver. They're already getting paid. Why add to it if it was just a ride from A to B? Well, Bruce, if it's a good experience, if the car is clean and it's above satisfaction, I think throw in a few extra dollars.
And conversation. I'm sure there's conversation.
I know a few that give really good conversation.
Yeah. They give good conversation? Very nice. Sandy, always tip people who handle your food. That's what it says. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Especially if it's a place you go back and you go back on a regular basis. Because we've heard many stories, usually makes the national news, of people who weren't treated well because of something, and something was added to their food or left out of their food. So, always tip the people that are going to handle your food.
There are plenty of videos out there to prove that.
Oh, yeah, if you don't believe us. Well, that about wraps it up. Let's see. Tony, me, and Tilly over there. No, I'm sure. Can we see them? They really look nice. Oh, those are the best, Tony. Look at them. Those are the best-looking men's feet I've ever seen. Don't you think? We should have a men's foot contest. Buzzy wins. That about wraps it up. See you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.